A date has been set to resume the election for the Waterloo Catholic District School Board, WCDSB, trustee election in Cambridge after an oversight led to ballots getting printed without the names of 2 of 6 trustee candidates. Voters who support the WCDSB can now cast their ballot online here at Vote beginning Monday, November 7, until 8 p.m. on Friday, November 18. WCDSB voters are expected to receive a new voter letter providing instructions on how to vote in this election. Those who don't receive a voter letter are encouraged to bring an acceptable piece of government ID to one of the following locations. City staff will be available in person to assist with voter information and completing online voting. November 7 to 17. Cambridge City Hall during regular 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. business hours. November 18. Cambridge City Hall 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. November 12. Cambridge Centre Mall, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The resumption of the WCDSB trustee election comes after the City of Cambridge has declared an emergency under the Elections Act on October 22 to temporarily postpone the election for Catholic Board trustees after 2 candidates were left off the ballot. City Clerk Danielle Manton said she became aware of the misprint and immediately suspended the election that day. The decision to declare an emergency and suspend the election for the English Separate School Board was not an easy one, but it was the only course of action, Manton said. Approximately 1,700 ballots had been cast before the emergency declaration. I'm shocked that only 2 days before the election, after thousands of votes have already been cast, the city finally noticed missing trustee candidates on ballots, said Marissa Phillips, trustee candidate for Waterloo Catholic District School Board. The news made my heart sink as I thought about my supporters and volunteers who have worked so hard to get me to October 24. I am incredibly disappointed because my support has been so strong. I have heard from hundreds of people in conversations and emails saying that they have already voted for me, and I felt that I was in a very good position to win my candidacy. Phillips said she is concerned for all those people who had put their faith in her because they may not realize that their votes did not count. They will believe that they voted already, and if they don't hear the news that the election was cancelled, those votes are lost, Phillips said. I am doubly disappointed because this is not the first problem I've experienced during this election. Early in September, I discovered that my name would be spelled incorrectly on the ballot. Phillips said that she understands that mistakes can be made, however, she can't deny that this process has been both frustrating and troubling. I hope that every Catholic supporter in Cambridge becomes aware of this issue and votes again for this important position, Phillips said. We need trustees who are committed to our children's success, and that can only be done through an electoral system that has the full confidence of the public. Although votes from North Dumfries are counted with Cambridge, their ballots were not affected by this mistake and their votes will be sealed and combined with Cambridge's when the future election is completed. WCDSB said it might experience possible delays at the school board due to the postponed election. John R. Shuchik, chief managing officer at WCDSB, says, the board is seeking legal advice in terms of possibly postponing the inaugural first trustees board meeting on Monday to accommodate the delay. Voters without access to the internet may contact the City of Cambridge at 519-740-4680-X. 4079 to learn more about how to qualify for at-home voting. For more information, visit here.